For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're on your way to start the day. We got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
No, Michael Penix did not get traded to Seattle. I'm just making stuff up. Welcome to the morning shift. Triple in for Tiffany. She's heading out to Hawaii.
She should be there by now.
Should be there by now.
I would think. If not.
What's that game, Hawaii and who?
UCLA.
Oh, there we go.
UCLA is a 14.5-point favorite.
Hey, we're going to get in a lot of college football today, which is, it's here. Thank goodness. Braves get the sweep last night. See a lot of Braves fans in the crowd last night. So I could imagine. I saw this this one family. It was the mom and dad, young daughter, young son. And I just wonder how much hell they went through just trying to get out of the house. I bet the daughter was having a tantrum. The little boy wouldn't put on his shoes, and then they start heading to the ballpark, and the husband stops. He goes, I forgot my broom. We got to go back and get my broom.
For the
sweep. Like, oh, my God, we can't get to the game. He had to go back and get his broom because there was a sweep last night.
Well, why didn't you just stop at Walgreens?
No, it has to be his lucky broom.
Then the kid's
got to
be in the car that much longer.
Kid needs to grow up. I'm kidding.
Maybe the dad needs to leave the freaking broom at home. How about that?
I'm kidding. Obviously, that's a joke.
Quickly, though, Taylor Heineke actually heading to San Diego for a conditional.
Well, San Diego doesn't host an NFL team anymore, but because I'm with you.
I'm sorry, LA. I mean,
no, I know. I can't get a handle on it either. And I'm still calling him Oakland, too. I know the Oakland thing I can't shake.
Can I tell you? I think Taylor Heineke's probably happy he's heading to the Chargers. Because he's going to be the number two. I think he would be happier if he was heading to the Chargers and we're still in San Diego. Because where it ranks on a city ranking of cities I've been to, San Diego is far above L.A. Yeah. Far above L.A.
Well, still in the land of a high taxes, though.
It is. It is. But I think Taylor makes enough. He'll be
okay.
I'm sure
Rob, to that point, he's probably like, couldn't have looked at the Dolphins or something.
Yeah.
Income tax rate down the line.
Don't the Cowboys need a quarterback?
I think the Titans look good. It's a funny you talk about that, man. Me and my wife were trying to decide, this coming up weekend, there is no NFL games, and obviously I'll be plugged in Saturday to college football. But on Saturday, and really throughout the weekend, there's monster trucks at Gas South up in Duluth, and I was like, man, you think the kids could put the old earmuffs on long enough to go up there? And you know, we kind of had the decision. We were like, man, there's always the decision when you find, an activity for your kids or for you, whatever it is. It's like, are they going to enjoy this? Are we going to enjoy this?
Right. Because they can keep you from enjoying it.
There's usually not the chance that, there's no in between. Like, either the kids are miserable, and so you're miserable, or the kids are having a good time, so you're having a good time.
Yeah, Day-Day just nodded in agreement because of all the kids he has. He has put those kids in like a big old Partridge Family bus.
Yeah, he does. He's got the Philip Rivers.
The craziest thing about Day-Day is he's got them from like age 25 to age 4. And it's there's like his kids can babysit his other kids. It's kind of
a beautiful thing.
It's kind of I think he kind of did it intelligently, obviously. But
I'm pregnant just being in the same room with him.
Dylan, you better watch out. on that aspect about, you know, taking your kids places, my parents took us everything they did. Even events where I was like, I don't want to be out here. I don't want to come to this car show. But we went to every single thing.
Yeah, not me, man. But my parents kind of were just kind of distant. Dad was never around. Here's a bag of glass. Go outside, have fun. That's what it was for me.
Glass.
we're starting to enter that era in my house where, you know, a year and a half ago when we started this show, it was like, man, you can't be my daughter just couldn't be reckoned with. You know, she was like one. She just turned one, I believe, when we started the show, or was about to turn one. And so when you're moving, I'm moving into this era finally where my kids can kind of be bargained with a little bit, or can be bribed, both of them. So I'm like, all right, if you can bribe your kid, you can throw them in a little double wide stroller and make anything happen. Go down to Piedmont Park or whatever.
Don't do that. Be careful with that. I did date a girl that had a kid, and every time we left the house, we had to go to, like, the kid had to get a toy. Like, either it was a Happy Meal or, like, if we went to a grocery store or Walmart. I'm always like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is utterly beyond the point of return and ridiculous. Kid can't get a toy every time they walk out of the house. So that was my thought anyway. So I think you got to be careful with that. I'm not a parent, but you got to be careful a little bit with the bribing thing, or it kind of.
I think it depends on what the activity is. Yeah, you don't want to give them a toy every time they walk out of the house. But if you are doing a Saturday stroll through a festival, then yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, my theory on it is this. If I've paid to go somewhere for a ticket to enter somewhere that's in my best interest, then they will get a bribe.
We always get a souvenir for going to those places.
You
got to
pick your battles.
Yeah, like a festival or something.
Right.
Yeah, we would always get like a small souvenir. Yeah.
That's kind of the weighing factor to me.
But if we weren't good, we didn't get anything.
Just give that kid a gummy. I got to give kids a gummy and let them just kind of be in a drink.
Why don't you just give
them
a flask, Rob? Here you go.
That's how I grew up.
Here's a fifth.
Drink up, Johnny.
Silence. You know,
NyQuil.
Not to get off bad parenting tips, but last night with the Braves, real quick, that game was what Mike. Remember when we were talking about the Braves yesterday, and I was like, And I was not sold. Tiffany said, how are you on the offense? I said, I'm cautiously optimistic. I need a little bit of clutch hitting. And State came in here. Robin chastised at me. They scored like 18 runs in the past two games. I go, yeah, do it when it's a tight game and I need a big hit.
Can we do it this weekend, too?
And I would say that this is a team who's, what, won 12 of 16, and they've won five straight series, and they're coming off a sweep. They have had timely hitting as of late more than ever. And last night in that seventh inning, I thought that was probably as timely of hitting as we've seen for this team all season, where Olson gets the big hit to put him ahead, and then Luke Williams gets the hit. I mean,
the story is he's been with L.A., Philadelphia, San Francisco, Miami, and now Atlanta. Journeyman.
And he looks like he's 23.
Yeah.
He doesn't look very old, but
he's
the
a track guy in high school. 100
was he really?
High
yeah,
school,
well, yeah. That makes sense. They've used him some pinch hitting, pinch running situations.
And I really did a deep dive on Luke Williams. His sister plays softball at Iowa State, the Fighting David Archers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Are they Midwest people?
I think they're from California, actually. But good for him, though. That's only his second start since getting called up. He's just trying to scratch and claw a career together. Laureano, good has he been?
He's been unbelievable.
What, the other night goes Oppo? Last night goes Oppo? He's just – what a likable, rootable team they are right now with the cast-offs.
Yeah.
They're not the juggernaut they were last year. They're about to injure, but they are very likable and rootable.
It's the lens of expectations, right? It's the lens of expectations. It's what do you expect? Not only that, but how many zeros, I guess, are on your pay stub. But when you look at guys like that, and I mentioned this to Bo earlier, I think next spring in spring training is going to be a lot of interesting kind of roster moves. When you look at some of these guys will get invited to spring training, and when you look at how many kind of B players they've had to bring in just to make it at the end of the season, but have also put a good foot forward, Urshela is another one that obviously did not play last night, but has put a good foot
He's
forward.
He's a little banged up is what Snit was saying.
Yeah, and so I think when you look at that, you look at the depth of the pitching, the 40-man next year will be interesting. But last night was a weird game, man. You can't go much further without highlighting Chris Sale. He was very, very good, win number 15, all the above. And the strange thing is, I don't know if he was his best. But
he had to grind a little bit. Remember that fourth inning?
Well, it was a game. It was loaded.
He had a lot of deep counts, but Minnesota's great. They're fouling everything off.
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of two outings for him. Like, because the first three innings, he was dominant. I think he got through the first. I think the first three innings, he thrown like 35 pitches, and then that fourth inning. To your point, Rob, I think he threw like 35 pitches in that inning alone.
Yep.
And it was crazy how then he grinded through. He got hit in the face with a ball, a comebacker. It came off his glove.
What did the interim pitching coach say to him? Went out there and said something. Normally, Chris Selby, like, don't come out here. Leave me alone. Interim pitching coach comes out there, says something, and he gets out of the inning.
So he said, man up.
Man up.
You're Chris freaking Sell. Act like it.
Act like it. Sounds like that line from Rudy. Hey, Falcons quarterback has a new address. And are we going to talk about the roster again? Can we just play football?
We're going to talk about the practice squad roster.
That's okay.
Which we'll has been announced. Then. Well, some of it.
Just hit somebody. Hit any damn body. Run the damn ball. Get some takeaways. Don't turn the ball over. Let's go to the playoffs. There you go. There's your recipe right there.
You left the one thing out. You got to do score more points.
Score more points. Nah, just hit somebody. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 a game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right. All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour of the Morning Shift brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Triple in for Tiffany today and tomorrow since she's in Hawaii. And Falcons, 13 players to the practice squad. They may not be making the big NFL bucks, but $12,500 a week ain't bad. And they're allowed
what? Is that what it is these days?
Yeah, it's about 12. What was it when you were playing?
Wasn't that much. I want to say it was about a quarter of that. I'm not really sure, though. I think it was about a quarter of that.
What are you allowed? You can be dressed for game day, what, three times? Then the fourth time you have to be put on the 53-man roster?
It's just so much different than it was when I was playing, man. You know, you had to be in your first 3 years of service when I was playing. They took the lid off that with the last CBA to where now you could be a 15-year veteran and still playing and making that money.
And were there like six guys on the practice squad back when you?
Yeah, there were. Well,
it was eight, right?
I think it was eight. I was going to say it was seven or eight. And it was just, it was what you think of in terms of a scout team in college, man, to be honest with you. You know, you have a couple walk-ons here and there and, developmental guys and this, that, and the other and a couple of freshmen. I mean, that's essentially what it was NFL-wise. It was a look squad, a taxi squad, whatever you want to call it. Now it's just different, man. Now it's, completely like a stash away or a stowaway for talented guys that can be in year 10. I've talked about it a number of times, Rob. I mean, Julio Jones was on the P squad in Philly last year. It's like, that didn't even seem legal. Well, it's unbelievable.
Well, that's a difference, and I think there's a lot of confusion, honestly, about how the practice squad works these days because it's drastically changed in the last 5 years. Yeah. It expanded with COVID, then it expanded. It expanded with COVID, and then they kept it, but they reduced it. But then it expanded, I think, a little bit more, if I'm not mistaken, when they went to the 17-game model. You can basically, the way it works is you can have 16 players, and the Falcons can have 17. Because
you
they
get the international player.
Because they have the pathway. The international pathway player. But all players with zero accrued seasons and those with fewer than nine regular season games and their lone accrued season are eligible. But then, additionally, teams can have up to 10 players with two or fewer accrued seasons. But there's more. They can have up to six players with unlimited accrued seasons on the practice squad, which is the where Julio Jones came in. Kevin King is a guy on this team that plays into that of a he would be one of those six, right? Because he's got more than two or more accrued seasons. So it has become a little bit tricky to understand who can be and who can't be, but they do have six players that basically can have as much time in the NFL as they want.
There's got to be a lot of these guys that are relieved, though, because there's so many guys. It's got to be the most surreal thing that last weekend, that was the final time they'd ever put on a helmet and shoulder pads.
Well, you don't know it. It's not surreal because you don't know it.
Yep.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
But when it happens, though, it's like, wow, it's done.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll tell you how kind of my thing ended. I had a very, very heavy feeling when my last injury happened. It was preseason 2014. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I can rehab and come back from this. Like, I've spent so much time, man, just rehabbing and grinding and just training room and just this, that.
Well, didn't you have that, what you described as I kind of had a sad workout with the Dolphins, you know?
Yeah, and you get these calls, and you're like, oh, awesome, an opportunity, right? And then I go down and work out for Miami, and it's like, you kind of have this, like, during the workout, I had a pit, and I'm watching all these, I think I was down to, like, six other linemen. And I was looking, and I was going, dude, I might be better than one of these guys right now. Like, I don't have the power that I used to. I don't have the drive. And obviously, when you're rehabbing an injury, you don't go and do, like, heavy back squats and, you know, all kinds of footwork and ladder drills. So you're not, like, to the, you know, the most explosive. But you get on there and give it everything you have. And I'm looking around going, I don't know that it's in here anymore to be able to do what those guys are doing. So they ended up, I think they signed Jack McClendon, who's another buddy of mine that used to play in Atlanta with me in that Miami workout. But I remember being on the plane or heading to the airport, you know, limping my way through the airport and going, dude, this is just not, I can't do this anymore. So that, I had an inkling when it was, you know, when that last time I took off shoulder pads.
Then you went on a 5-day bender, didn't you?
Right. And then, and then, you know, 8 months later, then you're like, okay, it's definitely over. So some of these guys, you know, the last time they took off pads last weekend, they just didn't know it. And they'll continue that battle. But yeah. Look, something just piqued my interest, Bo, and I don't know if I realized it, and I don't know if people listening realize it. You were talking about there's a 16, you can have 16 players. The Falcons don't have 16 yet.
No, they actually have 14.
Yeah.
And they have three more spots because of the international player. Ogini does not count against them because he's the international pathway player. The Falcons have three spots on the practice squad, Mike, but there's more. They also have an additional roster spot available now after the Heineke trade.
Ooh.
So they looked for them to do more. Rob, you said as we're coming back to break, Donovan Mouton was a guy that you hoped to make it. I hoped he'd make it as well. He's not on this practice squad. Is he a guy that maybe they're looking at signing to the roster? Or just is he still out there for them on the practice squad? I don't know where
I just loved him based on that interview with Arch. I wish we had that. It was the most inspirational thing I've ever heard. His attitude and spirituality, yeah. His maturity, it was just amazing to listen to. I just rooted for him immediately.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's somewhere floating back there. I mean, we have the interview. It's ours. So, there's still work to be done. They signed guys like Chris Blair, Natron Brooks, Dane Cruikshank, who is one of the guys that has 5 years or more. You know, Dylan Drummond's a guy. John Fitzpatrick is back. Damone Harris, another guy with the experience that they're able to use. He's one of their players. So we've got Carlos Washington's another guy, and even Andrew Stuber, who was an offensive. So they signed all of their own guys back on the practice squad.
I have an opinion on this, so I'd be curious to get you guys' kind of thoughts. The roster spot that was opened by Taylor Heineke being shipped off, do you think that's a P-squad player that was on this list being called back up, or do you think that's somebody from another roster you're claiming on waivers right now?
I personally think it might be a wide receiver off waivers or a trade that they might want to make. I think I don't put anything past Terry, what we've seen him do, that he doesn't have another trade in the cooking up. So that's personally what I think.
What are the positions with the least depth?
Well, you only kept five wide receivers.
Yeah. Right now it's quarterback.
You only kept, yeah, you need a quarterback for at least the practice squad. You need a third, you want a third quarterback there.
Does that mean Bailey Zappi's going to end up in Flowery Branch?
What about Logan Woodside? Did he get cut? Because that's the one. He had a really good preseason up there in Cincinnati.
But if he's in Cincinnati and he had a good preseason, that means he can do kind of what it is that they're going to do, right? That's what I look at when it comes to quarterbacks. What is a similar system? If you've played in a similar system right. in the preseason, that's to me a guy that you would pick up. So, and I think Cincinnati is a similar system because didn't Zach Taylor come from the Sean McVay system?
It does say that Logan Woodside is on the P squad up there too. But you know, we talk about Minnesota. You have a couple of that was a kind of a deep quarterback roster for a little bit. You had four starters there last year. That included Kirk Cousins. I don't know that one of those guys would be, what you'd look at bringing in. But I think you'll probably bring in a quarterback to put on the P squad. I think that once these guys, and this is kind of where I was angling it, once these guys have cleared waivers and land on your practice squad, I don't know if you want to mess with that and bring them up because then you're dealing with another situation and more bodies moving. I do think, to your point, I think they look at other positions around the team and probably bring somebody straight in off waiver straight to the 53. And it will be intriguing to see who they do that with. We talked about this yesterday, Bo. I do wonder if there's an interior swing guy that could possibly do that on the offensive line. I also think that when you look at the running back depth, it's not something I love right now. Like Jace McClellan, I don't know that I love either one of those guys as third running back options right now. I think it's a huge drop off after Tyler Allgeier. So I'll be curious to see what maybe you bring in a running back, special teams ace that can do that as well. But it would be strange to me to trade Taylor Heineke and bring in another third quarterback on the active roster. I guess is you just have to wonder what they're going to do with that spot.
Well, good for Taylor Heineke. Undrafted. I mean, this is going to be, his 10th season?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
He's got a lot to be proud of. I know everybody wants to make fun of him, this, that, and the other, but I do look at somebody's humanity.
I don't understand making fun of him. Just like we talked about, I don't understand making fun of Desmond Ritter and the whole thing.
He got put on the practice squad. So.
And I'm glad for him, but I don't understand making fun of him. I said this yesterday. What are you doing in your life where you can make fun of a guy living out his dream, especially a guy like Taylor Heineke for 10 years.
Desmond Ritter was not good here. There's no in between. But he was a third round quarterback drafted by Arthur Smith and giving absolutely zero weapons at his disposal. Really not having a chance to succeed. Worked hard, was a great teammate from everybody's account, and he did everything he was asked to do. Just could not get the job done. And so, to Bo's point, we talked about that yesterday, Rob. I was like, why are we hating on this kid? Everybody's like kind of making fun of the DoorDash commercial. And there's a couple people being like, DoorDash drivers got some, competition. Yeah.
You mean the commercial he made money for?
Yeah, I mean like.
Millions?
I don't know. And I'm sure there's people listening going, man, screw that guy.
He's trash.
It is what it is, man. And granted, I won't go into it. Bo and I have had these conversations a ton off air where a name will come up. And it's like the first inkling that I feel like, the first inkling you get off a name that you've watched play is different than the one I have some of these guys that were friends of mine. You know what I mean? I'm like, that was a good dude. And other people were like, the guy couldn't do anything on the field. I'm like, I don't care. Like, he was a good dude. And I know I realize that there's a reason that I look at it a different point of view. But back to your original point, Taylor Heineke, he's landing in a phenomenal situation for Taylor Heineke. Phenomenal. I don't know that you could have asked for a better situation for him.
No, because I think he might get a chance to play, and I think it's because Herbert has had moments where he hasn't stayed healthy, and then you look at
was hurt. He was hurt the preseason.
Yeah, and he's been hurt here and there through this regular season.
And you have a veteran guy that's seen a lot of football.
And I think Jim Harbaugh is going to bring an offense there that they want to run the ball a little bit more and kind of set a tone, and I think it could fit him. I look at it differently too because I have been I'm not in the trenches like you, Mike. But I've been on the road with these guys and see how hard a lot of these guys put into it, how much they sacrifice to live out this moment and this dream. And yeah, paycheck, it comes with it. But they're sacrificing to do it. So I'm not all in on the, a guy that's never accomplished anything athletically to trash a guy that has.
I agree. Absolutely agree. All right, coming up next in our TV's timeout, college football, Notre Dame at Texas A&M. We got Georgia, Clemson. We have the buyout bowl, Florida and Miami.
Watch it, tough guy.
The morning show, Sports Radio 99 again. Are you injured? Did you slip and fall at work? You want to sue somebody? Well, go to Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury Law Firm.
Rob, you just got a fresh pot of coffee, huh? A cup?
A cup.
You know, I was down there the other day. You know what I noticed? What's down that? There, in that, we got a little store downstairs on 8th floor, like a little, it's almost like our makeshift convenience store where you can check out and you go by the honor system, but they do have cameras.
I was going to say, it's not really an honor system if you have cameras.
Well, I haven't heard anything yet. Law enforcement hasn't gotten me yet, yeah. So I'm good.
Well, the coffee's free.
Coffee's free.
But you know what they have down there?
What's that?
They have Funyuns.
Ooh.
They have, you know, they have the Paulding County breakfast of Funyuns and a Mountain Dew. You can get both of them down there.
I love the Paulding County breakfast.
It's like they've set the store up for me.
It's like the Nouveau RC and Moon Pie, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why I don't appreciate your disdain for Funyuns.
The Funyuns are disgusting.
And I think you're disgusting, then. Yeah, how about that? You know what? You're disgusting. Funyuns are an American treasure.
Listen. I'm as gross / convenience store food as it comes. Like, I don't have
gas
a bone
station
in my,
sushi.
Dude, I'm all about it. I am my high school breakfast eater. You grab the first thing that looks
right.
Good. You know what I mean? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell a story in mic'd up in, you know, about an hour about what I ate for breakfast this morning and how I did one of the dirtiest things I've done in a long time to somebody. But
oh, crop dusting him?
No, man. I did this guy so wrong, man. The guilt I have on my heart right now over this fella this morning is severe.
Hey, so the mic'd up's going to be a mic'd up of repentance.
You know what I'm going to do tonight?
But the Funyuns to me are just over the edge. I don't know what it is. They just seem like a paste that's been dropped in a deep fryer.
I got to go
a half a bag, and then that little pasty film stays and lingers.
I got to go to Sam's today to grab some. I'm getting some food for the weekend. Some meat and some chocolate covered almonds because those are my jam.
They still selling caskets at
and,
Sam's?
I don't know. I need to check. You need me to get you one?
Well, why not?
Never can be unprepared, right? And I'm gonna see if they have like the Sam's version of like a bag of Funyuns. And if they do, I'm gonna bring it in here tomorrow and eat it. And every break, I'm going to eat Funyuns in front of you.
Oh, I think that might be like drawing a mustache on the Mona Lisa. The integrity of the Funyuns brand, when you try to
just
do
push
a knockoff.
I mean the Sam's version.
You mean the 55-gallon drum of tuna.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
The thing is, it's not like I'm riding a high horse. I am. I have no problem with like eating a Quick Trip pizza. That's fine. Like
I've done
Funyuns for me, or for whatever reason, and maybe that's a good wake up call. You know, kind of topic today. Funyuns to me, for whatever reason, I just can't do it, man. Like I don't know what it is about Funyuns. I cannot stomach Funyuns.
We need to
just
put
seeing that yellow bag.
Dude, it's
look.
Just. Yeah. Oh.
We need to put them on the W sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair Z71. Maybe get a sticker for them, a logo.
Well,
maybe across the windshield.
Gentlemen, we've got a lot of and guess what we're going to do? We're going to let college football bleed to the top of the hour too. I'm sorry, we're marinating in this. All right, you hear me? That's what we're doing. Exactly.
Take it
decision.
Over, man. Take
That's
it over.
Right.
Drive the boat.
Who are you scolding right now? Who are you talking to?
Just I'm like an old man just shouting at the clouds.
That's what we're going to do.
Don't tell me otherwise either. Well, I didn't. Well, it doesn't matter.
Hey, we got some college football tonight. Lindenwood versus Kansas. Lindenwood. I want some Lindenwood gear.
This is
Missouri is where Lindenwood is.
Are they one of the new teams in the Big 12?
It must be.
Fill out the spots.
We got Western Carolina, NC State tonight at 7.
The Catamounts.
Yes, we got who else we got? Southern Utah and Utah, Murray State and Missouri. Got Temple and Oklahoma tomorrow.
But the good game might be Kansas and Minnesota. Minnesota and North Carolina.
Could
that
be.
That might be the good game because North Carolina's going to Minnesota.
I think tonight North Dakota State and Colorado is must-see TV. And if Colorado
loses,
you
want to talk about two different brands of football being on display.
Old
school and sexy flash.
I don't think there's ever been two more polar opposite brands of football being put on the same field at the same time than you'll see in that game tonight.
Like Vince Lombardi going up against Jerry Glanville. Right?
There ain't a Louis to be seen in that North Dakota State locker room.
That's a good pull there, Lombardi versus Glanville. Will the trenches for Colorado be improved? Because there's been a lot made about how bad they were last year. Was it Hunter or one of the Sanders? I think it was one of the Sanders sons that talked about how bad Colorado offensive line was
both
on the video
it was
game.
Shadur and Sanders. Hunter. Hunter, I'm sorry. It was Shadur and Travis Hunter that went in, and Travis Hunter kind of went in on the offensive line about how bad they were. The thing is, it's none of the same guys, so it's not like you're talking about your teammate. It's a completely different offensive line. I think it's going to be very much for me, and I'm old school as far as offensive line goes, I think it's going to be very much a test of how far can your communication come as a group in a short amount of time. And you don't have preseason games with them. It's all scrimmage work. But when you see a crazy, exotic look that you're not used to seeing or a twist game and the pickup things, how quickly can a group of five new offensive linemen get that picked up and be on the same page as the quarterback?
You talk about this. I think also a very interesting game. Notre Dame going to College Station take on Texas A&M. Remember, Irish lost both their tackles. They have a new quarterback. They have to deal with all that noise. How difficult is that going to be for Notre Dame with that noise? You basically got a bunch of new offensive linemen and a new quarterback.
Well, they have a new quarterback, but Riley Leonard's a hell of a player, and he might have been one of the three best quarterbacks in the ACC the last couple of years.
There's no doubt.
So that being said, I think it's more of Notre Dame handling the atmosphere. I know they've played
atmosphere. That's my point is, how's that communication going to be with – you got two new tackles, you got a new quarterback in that environment. How do you get ready for that? What do they do at practice at Notre Dame? Did they blare the Metallica concert from Russia in 1991?
From
in front of 1.6 million
I don't know if
people?
They're allowed to do that at Notre Dame. That might be,
yeah. What are the rules?
They're so virtuous.
Father might come around a corner and have something to say. No. We used to blare the crowd noise. We used to crank the concert speakers up about 2 yards behind the quarterback and blare at the offensive line. And it's never quite as loud. It's not as consuming as it is when you're in an actual road game to where, the guy next to you, all you can see is his lips moving as he screams at you. But I'm with you, though. To me, I think Notre Dame's a good team, but I would not want to be in that situation walking into A&M and a fan base that, although we do think they're a little quirky, with a newfound sense of energy, not only because they have a new coaching staff, but look, man, Texas A&M feels like they need to, in my opinion, from the Texas A&M people I know, they feel like they need to set up a picket fence a little bit around their spot in the SEC because Texas is coming in and Oklahoma is coming in. And it's like, hey, we were the Cinderella for about 10 years. You know what I mean? We're the new guy. We're the Texas team here. And now it's not so much, man. So I'm sure that they are going to be hungry when they take on Notre Dame.
All right, we're still marinating in college football. Clemson an afterthought. Is that the proper way to be? Should they be an afterthought? And, of course, we got to get to the buyout bowl. Florida and Miami. The morning shift sports radio.
Oh, you tread lightly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.